Residents have been coming up with these pilot project ideas, specific projects that have to do with adapting to a changing coast. What's the end goal of these meetings?
The end goal is to start a conversation, and it's a conversation around how we build our communities based on what we know about the future environment. We've developed a slate of demonstration projects in each of the six parishes, and we hope to get public input on what they would like to see us invest in. But also, you know, as we make an investment in a project, we want to do so in a way that everybody can be proud of, and we'd like to know what the public thinks before we make that decision.
At these meetings, residents have been helping come up with specific projects, right? So can you give us an example of some specific projects that might be funded at the end of this process?
Sure. So I guess to start with the more optimistic side of the equation, in those places that we would expect to grow that are naturally higher and drier, you know, in their location, you know, a lot of what we've heard is, you know, two things. As populations move into this community, how do we think through the infrastructure and the build out, the housing stock? And so in those places, we would try to incentivize the creation of economic development corridors. So one thing in La Place, for example, we're going to propose the development of a multimodal train station in anticipation of a light rail system running from Baton Rouge to New Orleans. In other locations, we're proposing housing developments that would be of a higher density than what is typically seen in those particular communities, with the idea that, you know, we need to start thinking about coalescing people, goods, services, economies in those high ground environments. And, you know, if we think of land as a commodity in the state of Louisiana that we don't really have an indefinite supply of, you know, we have to start thinking about more vertical type development.
At previous meetings, residents can show up and walk around and look at maps about flooding. They can also ask you questions. So what kind of questions are people asking you?
Well, what are we going to do, right? I mean, that's the most common question. And the reality is, you know, we don't have the resources to do enough. And so, you know, if we understand through the Coastal Master Plan that we can't rebuild the coast as fast as we're losing it, you know, we have to think through a reality by which not everyone can live in place where they currently reside. And that's an extremely difficult conversation. And, you know, if we're talking about a place that is going to become more like a Grand Isle, let's say, that is a recreational location, that's not a bad thing, but that does entail a transition.
Yeah, so it sounds like you're saying that you talk about the potential for relocation for a lot of people. Is that what you're saying?
I think we'd like to relocate as few people as we have to, but we have to be mindful of the fact that, you know, some folks are going to have to relocate.
How do you talk to them about that relocation? Because that is a hard conversation.
Well, I think it's a generational conversation. And so, you know, in a lot of our coastal communities, we do have a higher average age than in some of the upland communities that we work in. And, you know, that's reflective of the fact that this transition has already started to take place over time. So, you know, if you were born in a low-lying area, when you grow up, you know, there's a fairly good chance you've moved somewhere higher and drier. And maybe your parents, your grandparents, or those people are the folks that are still living in those origin communities, if you will. So, you know, part of the conversation is about, you know, if folks are going to age in place in these locales that are going to incur a higher degree of flood risk, how does that happen? It's a complex series of conversations that entail quality of life, that entail flood risk, that entail a future articulation of what our communities will be developed to do.
Matt Sanders is the Resilience Policy and Program Administrator for the Office of Community Development. He oversees the LA SAFE program. Thanks for talking.
Thank you.